Yep.
I know.
Gunwash contains inappropriate language and themes. If that may or may not offend you, don't listen. This is Gunwash, and there's explicit language on this show. This is your disclaimer. There's a caller on the line.
Oh, we got a call on the line. Hey, you're on Gunwash.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
What have you been doing?
You know, just working and stuff.
Hi, Monica.
Oh, Chris is here. He says
hi, Chris.
There you go.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's wonderful.
That's right. Well, I was told there would be some embarrassing clips tonight, and indeed embarrassing that was. A very special shout-out to Chris and my mom.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Armando. We are here at Gunwash Studios. It is the heritageradionetwork.org, and you know we are here every single week, and while I don't see much on the outline tonight, I have to tell you, audience, that I consider that to be good news, and you'll find out what I mean in just a moment coming up on Gunwash next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Alec Baldwin has a show just like you.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. Nine on the dot. Not often we get to start after the drop on nine.
Well, you know, there's a 40-second delay in the live stream, right?
I understand that, you know, obviously there's going to be a delay of some kind, but I would like to say, since we're here, to New York, New York, Brooklyn, New York, it is currently 9 p.m. Here.
Finally.
At Roberta's Pizza. And we are on the heritageradionetwork.org, but you know, every Thursday night here, we take over, us and our pals, and we do full-service radio and Gunwash, and that's what you're listening to right now. My name is Aaron, and it is a full studio tonight.
And it's your birthday. Yay!
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I said, you know, like earlier that maybe if I was... the birthday thing is always hard, right? Because you feel like...
You're special, though.
Well, do you think a birthday feels special?
Yeah.
I think people want you to feel, they'll be like, yeah, feel old or feel young or feel, you know, like whatever you want to feel. And, like, I think basically,
bad boy.
I would rather just do something nice and relax.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, I don't have anything like
so
definitive. Yeah, I know it's like
on,
an important.
Hold on.
All right.
Before we go to Spliffington, we do have the celebrity guest in the building.
Okay. All right.
Should
well,
should we let him through?
Absolutely. Come on in, celebrity guest. You're here live on Gunwash. Here it goes, Evan Shicko, the one, Evan Shicko. Yo, wait, sit down. Okay, can I tell you something?
What's up, buddy?
Can I tell you? Wait, Evan, can I say one thing? Put your cans on so you can hear what I'm saying in the scheme of things. Can I tell you something?
What?
Jack was like, remember when Rectex slept over at our house?
Yeah.
Jack was like, Evan is really bad. Evan is really annoying and I don't like him.
When did I say that?
No. It was in the heat of a moment and right after that happened, we
You've
like
said hit, that before too, Aaron.
Yeah. Evan, I get in fights with you every day. It's so funny that that Evan, our former co-producer and engineer, isn't here. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought there was like some other shit going on.
Oh, there's more.
Fair enough.
That's nothing else.
That's fine. That's fine. Both are fine. Listen, special thanks to everyone who helps out on the show. You know, I was just talking to the guy outside at the bar. It sucks because I don't know his name, but he dates a Broadway dancer. Kevin. Very, very nice guy. And I was saying, you know, Jack hates it when I talk about this stuff, but I can remember when they were building Roberta's around us as we were doing radio here at the Heritage Radio Network. And that reminds me, time to donate! Gotta donate!
Ching.
Otherwise...
Cha-ching.
No, really. Let's listen. We got a lot in store tonight on Gunwash, and
we're
going to listen to some Herbert Spliffington for a few minutes. We'll be right back with you here on Gunwash 718-497-2128 gunwash.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up? It's Juan from Small Black, and you're listening to Gunwash.
See your cup, take a break. Give thanks for the life when me get. Suck your mother, miss her death. Be last spliff, but me no be a death. See a cup, take a break. Give thanks for the life when me get. Long life. Suck your mother, miss her death. Be last spliff, but me no be a death. So me step in at the bathroom, me go all a fresh. Then step out, see both the bench get. Light it up, that is the next step. Chest check, that me did I expect. On the gas, dark shades like Rachel.
DJ,
be a cup, take a breath. Give thanks for the life when me get long life. Suck your mother, miss her death. Be last spliff, but me no be a death. Been at the bathroom, he go all a fresh. Then step out, see both the bench deck. Light it up, that is the next step. Chest check, that me did I expect. On the gas. Dark shades like Rachel. High grade weed for my breakfast. My love girls when no wear dress. You're too fast and you're razor. Dark shades like Rachel. High grade weed for my breakfast. My love girls when no wear dress.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Me collect like say me win a bet. Skirt fly like say it in a jet. Sweater run like say it in a jet. Who's boss?
This a big a man.
She a fit.
One a cigarette.
Bust a juice.
Guinness a the best. Where the sets?
Cover to the chest.
Gas.
Dark shades like Rachel. High grade weed in my breakfast. My love girls when I wear dress.
Yeah. Well. Hey. So listen. That
Hello,
was
Gunwash. Gunwash. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Evan. I actually didn't want to come on the air. I just wanted to talk to Jack.
I love that drop.
Listen. I think there's a lot of you know what's interesting, and I'll say it. First of all, thank you, Herbert Spliffington, for being very prompt this evening. And also, is that new Vibes Cartel? I don't know. You have to tell me if it is or not. It is. Brand new Vibes Cartel. So listen.
Spliffington told me.
He is on the cusp of the cultural reggae revolution.
Spliffington told me that he's going to start playing a new Vibes every week.
So you think. So do you believe, Armando, that. Because, well, listen, we all know that Jeremy is very much plugged in to the dance hall scene. Do you believe he really can play Vibes brand new? And by brand new, you have to understand, if you're a new listener or someone who doesn't follow dancehall, Vibes Cartel is incarcerated, and he's making music off of iPhone. Do you believe he can do that every week for the next...
Well, hopefully he's all up to Vibe Cartel himself, you know?
Yeah. By the way, I want to say, I like don't think Vibes Cartel is a good person, by the way.
I mean, obviously.
Well, yeah. And you know what's so funny? Like, I know I'm like wasting time by talking about this, but Jack, you remember we were driving to Bonnaroo and Jeremy even told us even like worse stories about Vibes Cartel. Yeah. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning into Gunwash. This is a very special episode. It's my birthday. We don't have to really go into it, but because I guess it's my birthday, we did have we have a special guest, Evan Schickel, who was formerly our co-engineer and also has done all our web work. And actually, he's been in the...
What web work? I do the web work
week. No, I know. I know you do the... That's true. Jack
Evan
updates.
Retired. He bailed.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, you know, I hope you know, Evan, that people aren't super happy about the fact that
I just got some hugs.
No, you... What happened is that you thought, you know, you said, you know, Gunwash was, yeah, in a sense you bailed. I mean,
you were like a dickass, say?
No. Evan, you decided I only have a certain amount of time in my life. You're very mathematical. You said, I only have a certain amount of time in my life and I can't do this Thursday night thing. It's
We didn't fit into the equation.
We didn't fit into your equation.
Nope. Didn't fit.
That's very,
that's
very
tough.
Well put.
That sounds...
I keep burping. Sorry.
I think it's because he got a girlfriend.
I think the girlfriend does have something to do with that. But you know, I understand that. I understand the fact that you.
I disagree.
You don't think it has anything to do with your girlfriend?
No.
Why did you leave us in,
yeah,
in that,
why'd you
in that
leave
case?
Us?
Why'd you leave us?
Especially me when I need
no,
you
No, I mean,
most.
I don't know. Because, listen, so I understand if you're – I understand because we all have extracurricular activities. And Evan would say – I got to be really honest with you. Evan would say he would say things like, you know, I'm measuring the things I do in my life – and I don't
with
feel
a
like
protractor.
Gun- yeah, yeah, on his cock. No. Evan, no. Yeah, no. Evan said in certain words that I don't feel it adds pleasure to my life to come on Thursday night.
Oh.
He said that. But you want to know something? Can I tell something to the Gunwash to the fucking Gunwash listeners?
What?
You think I like coming here every fucking Thursday night?
I mean, it's really cold outside.
Do you think I like coming here every Thursday night?
I don't think you do.
No, I can say factually that you don't.
I don't. You want to know something, Evan?
What's that?
There is no fucking fun in life. There is none of that. You don't get any of that.
I don't know. I have some fun.
You have to do this.
Hey, since this is kind of a clip show, right? This is kind of a clip show. Can I play something from 2012?
Play something from 2010.
Real quick. It just relates to this conversation.
All right.
This is Aaron on Gunwash in 2012.
What is that?
It's a wind sound effect.
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want that. See, yeah. Fucking this guy just gets up and leaves the studio and makes mad annoying noises and it annoys the fuck out of me. That's why I don't want to fucking do this. Never come in my studio again. Never come in my studio again. Never come in my studio again. Wait, who was that?
Hey.
Splivington, if you'd like, you can pull up that. Who was that?
That was
me, but who was that us fighting?
You was arguing with Chris Sorgi.
Really?
Yeah, and Chris Sorgi's and then fight me then. He said that like with the microphone away.
Oh my god, that happened in here?
Yes.
What was that about?
I guess the studio was kind of packed and people were like having shenanigans and Chris Sorgi.
He said fight me?
Yes.
Wait.
Play it back,
wait,
Jack.
Can you play that back again? Jack. I literally I do not remember this.
This was the week before your birthday, 2012.
Literally, I don't remember this. That is crazy. That's bad that I don't remember this.
We'll run it again. This is, yeah, the episode was called Bob the Builder, I believe. Here we go.
Wow. What is that?
It's a wind sound effect.
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want that. See, yeah, fucking this guy just gets up and leaves the studio and makes mad annoying noises and it annoys the fuck out of me. That's why I don't want to fucking do this. Fight me and then fucking say some shit. What? That's so weird. Never come in my studio again. Wow. Yeah,
he said it was my studio.
Yeah. Well, no. Listen. So that's wrong of me to call it my studio.
That
but
was good.
But no. But in the heat of the moment, Jack.
He said, "Come fight me."
Yeah, I know, right? If you say, "Come," listen, get out of my studio. Never come back. No, I say that to. No, listen. I do miss that guy. But Jesus Christ, why do you want to fight me? Would you ever want to fight me for?
You think he will beat you up if you and Chris Sorgi fought?
No, if me and Chris Sorgi fought, he'd probably beat me up. I'm not.
You know,
like,
just working and stuff.
Hi, Monica.
Oh, Chris is here. He says
hi,
himself.
Chris.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, how you doing? It's sad. That's sad. It's sad that we would lose a friend. You want to know what it is? Chris would actually come in here and he would bring content to the show once in a while. And sometimes he wouldn't be useful on the show. And I would say, look, we can't have you on the show all the time. And it really, really hit him in a place that made him feel envious. But, you know, I'm not appropriate for every moment in his life either.
I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not appropriate for when he, you know, whatever, does whatever he does.
Had his rages.
Yeah. Anyway, we by the way, for those who tuned in late, Trice Cat also is in the house. Say, what's up, Trice? Yeah.
News
time. Holla at you, boy. I got a very, very, very special sweatshirt for my birthday from Trice.
Yeah, anytime, boo.
It's got a big steely face on it. I'm going to wear it on the mountain. Evan's jealous. Look at that.
Let me see that. Oh, that's dope. I like that.
Big old...
That's a good birthday present.
Shouts to Silkies, because my butt is silky.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen J. holding it down.
I wonder who invented birthdays.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Armando, because when we came in earlier, you said... wait, what time is it right now? 5:20.
We got time, right?
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
When you came in, I was like, you brought me a little gift that I had asked you for, which was very nice of you. And then also you said, oh, I have this card. You were like, I have a card, and I was like, what is this kid talking about? Like, he has a card, and I didn't even put it together in my mind that you meant
card. Yeah, birthday card.
Well, yeah, no, but I didn't put it together because you said I have this card, but I want to write on it. And I thought it was like one of those things where Armando is like, yeah, I have this piece of paper that I'm trying to write on real quick, you know. But no, like it's actually like you meant like a birthday card, which is very, very nice of you.
Yeah, I went to this store.
Very, very. Listen, you're my pal, dude.
I love you, dude.
No, I love you too. Like I feel, dude. I feel like I need to like, when's your birthday? You know what I mean? Like I gotta like retaliate. You know what I mean?
Nah, my birthday is like mad months from now.
Yeah, and you're a summer baby, right?
Nah.
Are you a water baby?
No, I'm actually an earth baby.
You're an earth baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an earth baby.
Earth baby.
I swim through the earth. You're like the green
man. You got a little lisp there, huh?
Dude, forget about it.
I have a lisp sometimes.
No, I have like a Sylvester the Cat lisp. Anyway.
Was you going to read the card or something?
No, I was at, well, listen, I am I'm happy that you're an earth baby.
You know that card? Check this
My
out.
My skin is black like the earth!
Spliffington tried to make fun of me because I spent $7 on a birthday card.
No, that's... Listen, once in a while... You want to know... No. Like, Germ. No, listen, Germ. If you're last minute... Spliffington, excuse me. If you're last minute, then $8, $7, $8 on a birthday card is like, look, I forgot, but I'm trying my best. You know what I mean?
I didn't
get anything. But it's not because you forgot.
I didn't forget.
No, I know you didn't forget. You're busy. I understand. So you, I didn't.
It's kind of like how you didn't come to my birthday party.
No. Listen. I have to make a reel. So this is like a birthday. So this is like a being. I'm 30. I'm gonna be 30 at midnight, and this is like a coming to, you know, being an adult time. Okay. In a real way. So, Jack, I didn't come to your birthday because I had to go meet Rada's parents, and I'm very, very, and I am sorry.
Full service.
But I had to meet her sister and her parents, and I put it in my head, and I said, this is like me saying that this woman that I met recently is more
important. You could probably hit that.
Is more important than like. My friend who I've known for a long time and has done a lot of things for me. And it became like a thing where I do this thing that I always do, and Evan can speak to it 100%, where I just overcommit all the time, like obsessively, and I got caught up, and I didn't.
Aaron, but you weren't the only one, though, because you missed Jack's birthday. I went to Jack's birthday that
day. But I want to say sorry, because I said I was sick. I wasn't sick at all. I wasn't.
But,
yeah, duh.
I'm really, it sucks for me. It sucks for me that I missed that. You know
what
I mean?
Did you tell your girl that you were missing the birthday party?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you want to know something? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My girl hits me up.
She made it up. She made it up for you.
What do you mean?
Like, if you told her, hey, I missed my friend's birthday to come hang out with you, she's going to make it up for you.
Well, no. Well, yes, and like, she's a... Okay, so, good point, but really, really, really what happened, and this is real, real talk. I go to her house, like a day later, you know, something like this.
You know, you could probably hit that.
Yeah. She said, so her pal is there, right? Her pal is there. And she says, this is perfect. We got like 3 minutes. Her pal is there, right? And she says, you know, my dad woke up. Her parents stayed at her apartment that night. My dad comes out of the bedroom, and the first thing out of his mouth, her dad's mad cool, older, Persian-Iranian dude, mad cool. He's mad into beer. We talked about beer, da-da-da-da. First thing he says, you know, Aaron should have gone to Jack's birthday. And so I get really stressed out. I get really, really stressed out. I'm like, that's the first thing your dad said? Yeah, and da-da-da. The pal of my girl leaves, and she says, I didn't even, like, tell you the full story. My dad said... Like, he really should have gone to your birthday. He really should have gone to Jack's birthday because, like,
Like, he could miss your birthday. And my conclusion on that is Jack is obviously one of the most important people in my life. Obviously. And it's a social hang-up, and it's an overcommitting thing, and it's bad decision-making, and it's laziness on my part. But the fact is, what her dad is saying is true. Me not going to, and he's concerned for his daughter, and that makes perfect sense. Me not going to a close friend's gathering is a characteristic that...
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
It's a characteristic. It's something like, it's a characteristic where, like, that's something that could play out. That's something that could affect me. You know, it's a real thing.
Bro, it was really not a big deal.
I know in your mind and body you're like it's not a big deal, but it for me, like, I am lazy. I'm like lazy and I'm a bad decision maker and I'm an overcommitter.
Yo, Aaron,
yeah.
Check out this decision though. On Jack's birthday, you know Kamal, right?
Of course. I miss his fucking birthday too.
It was his birthday as well.
Oh,
and I
so
was conflicted of whose birthday should I go to.
That's a big birthday.
So
Kamal,
I went to Jack's birthday instead of Kamal's birthday.
Yeah, so you got in trouble with Kamal.
Yeah.
So we're like I went to see someone, a third party, you went to see a third party, and we
and
like...
And I've known Kamal for 12 years.
Yeah, you skipped Kamal's birthday for Jack.
And I went to see Jack,
and
I've known for like
thanks,
five.
Buddy.
Yeah, and I skipped Jack's, who I've known since 2007, for Rada, who I've known for 1 year.
Nice.
It says something a lot about your character, for real.
Well, no, but I'd like to say that I recognize that in my character, and I would like to... try and check. I could have left Rada's parents and taken a car to Jack.
Where does her parents live?
No. The parents were staying at Rada's. We were at a restaurant in Williamsburg, far away from where Jack lives. But
Williamsburg.
Yeah. No.
Far,
no. No.
Far,
no. But
far
no. No. Yeah. 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 No. Exactly. 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 I could have done it.
I'm not gonna play this.
I could have done it. All right. Well, there's my big coming to Jesus, coming to Allah, coming to.
Dude, you're 30.
Yeah. Touch on that later. I don't know exactly. Maybe there's a guest. Or is there, Jack? Is there?
This was it. Dude. This
that was
Evan,
it. There's
Evan
okay.
Schickel.
Fair enough. We'll make it absolutely work. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. It is time for some Herbert Spliffington. We will be back on Gunwash. We're available on gunwash.com. 718-497-2128 to call in live. Thank you.
My name's Jerry Jones, and I can't wait to get a girlfriend so I can have sex without a condom. You're listening to Gunwash. Hello, this is Joe, and you're listening to Gunwash.
I say them bad. Anybody can say them bad. We ain't gonna beat them in a them yard. Not even in the them bad. So we want no man who have them bad. Anybody can say them bad. Now for them a dream of madness. I know seen how they make them bad. Some are uptown bad and some are downtown bad. Some bad in a them area, hometown bad. Now for say them bad, I must see Michael Johnson. Call them one, them outtown bad. We born so bad, grow so bad. This why VP we beat you so bad. The bad a suck mad and the cuss bad. Oh, you wouldn't know. Them a be a true, them sound so bad. When them a, when them a say them bad. But anybody can say them bad. We ain't gonna be the leader, them land. Not even in the them bad. So we want no man.
YVP. Them not bad like we.
Yeah.
When gangsters step through your town, rifle action lock you down. Don't take bad man for clown. So pussy hit the ground.
Hey, hey.
We don't play with people.
No.
We
not bad like we. Yeah. When gangsters step through your town, rifle action.
Hey, this is Wyatt, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Man for clown, supposed to hit the ground. Here, why? We don't play with people. No. We don't play with people. No. We don't play with people. La-dee-ver. No. Listen to your preacher or your teacher. Me won't tell you, say. We don't play with people. No, we don't play with people. No, we don't play with people. Not even.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. This is the time when you will get shot in your face. These are the days.
Telling you.
Leg up badness, sky in a bad. Leg up badness, sky in a bad.
Tell it.
Said them bad from 90, no long day. Leg up badness, sky in a bad. Leg up badness, sky in a bad.
Tell it.
This Jamie or Andrew Black boy vanish, no word of them.
Andrew.
Gangsta not take drape up. Nothing me no fear. Me tell you this straight up. Violate Jamie, the whole place a shake up. Something can earthquake when the force wake up. Say you want to shoot down the place, then do it now. You say how you run the street, make we see it now. Talk about thump in a face, make we see it now. All you don't make why beat.
Hello, this is Max, and you are listening to Gunwash.
Leg up bad, miss guy in a bad. Tell it. Said them bad from 19, no long then. Oh, we never heard of them. Leg up bad, miss guy in a bad. Leg up bad, miss guy in a bad. Jamie or Andrew Black boy vanish, no word of them. Can't come a war with your clip half load. You fi know it not pretty when we a step road. Shoulda listen when me tell them bout the street code. And a Grand Theft Auto this with no cheat code. Anyway, you want bad then press reload. Big up me link them at Tivoli whenever leave road. Perfect seat, can't find them in a crowd.
Yo, this is Troll Spice, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Speaking of French, some boy I'm gonna leave in a change. The blood thirst, me bond with dog. God, when me drink my rock, no feel it a quench. Hear me no buy VP. The other day, a pussy child this me. The boy run, when him see me two on, and I see me by a man, buy free me. Me not in a no arms house thing. Any boy violate me, gun Ross roasting. When it's great, I start out him. Grandma's going with him up like it won't drown him. On the news, them a talk out him. Did a move too cold, so shot ta out him. If him dey on fire, me a piece of out him. Then me gun make junk to swarm round him. Mm-hmm. Shot fly through vest and puff boy chest like high grade cess. Mm-hmm. Shoot me gun in him face, shot plug your eye, suck it excite tear wet. Girl, I did the eyewitness. Shot fly through breast, your bullseye tear breast. So don't take your money, buy jacket and tie. For the funeral day, buy a pair vest. Me not in a no arms house thing. Any boy violate me gun Ross roasting. When the spray pan start out him, grandma's going to break him up like it won't drown him.
Yo, Jamie, you know me can't stop a deep FMP, me.
Hey. I'm the governor. Yo, Jamie Robert. From the day me tried it, a boy never diss me, cause him know say it risky. Why VP, all the car run step it. Everything about them a go get it. Four jet squad out they say. We are on the place like an Van Bennett. Why the William run to go call up at the station. But can't start him, you know that credit. Mickey Mouse better you go bed it. Have a gun and can't buy shot, better you go sell it. Who understand? What they know about this? What they know about this victory? What them know about this? What them know about this? Singing in the street, tell me what you know this. Be a mad dog now in a trophy stick. What them know about this? Girl? What them know about this?
Yeah,
GM
Robert. What am I doing? Yeah, Basha.
We run bout
ya.
True.
Hear me now, YVP. Where them grease they pray. Can't this gizzle be a booze now, we do. Yeah, we make news back. Yeah, GM Roberts. What am I doing? What am I
saying? Yeah,
Basha. We run about ya.
True.
Hear me now, YVP. Where them grease they pray. Can't this gizzle be a booze now, we do. Yeah, we make news on TV.
Anyhow,
the whole of them on a cough. Mind me very tight, them papa. Hear me no jackass. Me no born with a tap off. Fly with the rifle, with chop off. Set them one power, them gun, them lock off.
Kill boy, pop, kiss me, the D and
me friend them a killy killy. And you can't take gangsta for silly willy. Me no entertain fish, no free willy, yeah? No set me free willy. Me no care who a bad boy, me no care PDD. If you diss me, foodie go deal with it. Me a real bad man and me real with it. Boy, you be dead with me 9 million. You a bloody man a cop.
Hey, this is Aaron, and you're listening to Gunwash.
What am I doing? What am I saying? I'm some lunatic. But I'm not saying we are the most pneumatic. 16, 15. Me now, people don't listen. Them know some bad already. Them know me and mad already. Make them families sad already. Call me. Boy, drop. When the M1 clock. Mini said the pussy a fi dead. Andrew Flax make the alien walk. Up a chat a la gina de me. What am I doing? What am I saying? I'm just a lunatic.
Anything that man me clean to me gone.
16, 15. Me now fi bad out myself. Them know say me bad already. Them know me head mad already. Make them families had already. Call me. I drop when the M1 clock. Mini said the pussy a fi dead. And you flat make the alien walk. Up a chat a la gina de me. Yard man. Body not real life.
Please. I want to welcome everybody to Trumpets, please.
Go, Master Flex, we got five summer jam tickets left.
I want to welcome everybody
left.
To
Boom is right season. Now. Yo,
oh my God.
I will tell you one more thing. Listen, New York. Listen, New York. We got five Summer Jam tickets left. I'm going to tell you exactly why I'm dropping these bombs. There's a boy going around by the name motherfucking Jack. Five Summer Jams. Tickets left. New York, what the fuck is up?
Hey,
this nigga thinks he wants to have another year of life.
Trumpets, please. Trumpets, please.
Hey, this is Michelle from Francis Rose, and you're listening to Gunwash. Hey,
there you go.
Can I, hey Jack? Can I ask a question? Can I ask two questions? Yeah. Okay,
I got one too.
Okay, cool. So
what
I'm gonna
to the
go
beer
one,
sponsor,
two, three.
Jack?
Yeah,
the trying to get some cold ones.
No, the beer.
That's a
great,
that's a real good question.
That's actually the most relevant question.
We drank all the Moretti at my birthday party.
I'm
not kidding.
So Jack, I have to ask you a question. Okay. So, first question is this: Was that actually the Funk Flex tape?
That was no. That was a recording. Of Shaka wishing me a happy birthday at my birthday party.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Second question. That very, very beautiful, by the way. Second question. What? That was like actually really funny. And Evan's looking at me like, what? What's the reference here? No. But really, no, Jack. I'm gonna ask you in a real way. What? I do not know what happened to Funkmaster Flex. I don't know. I saw the video.
Who cares about that?
No, I don't know. What did he do? You just played the tape.
He did the same thing he does every week, and he just happened to be calling out Jay-Z, so the internet got all crazy.
Okay. I thought someone put me under the impression that he only dropped bombs. For like 3 hours straight or something.
He's been doing that every fucking night at 7 o'clock since 1994.
Yeah, exactly. Someone said that to me and I was like, it sounds like Gunwash.
Yeah, it sounds like Gunwash. Sounds like exactly. Gunwash.
Sounds like my face. I was like, that's great.
Sounds like my toilet.
They were like, dude, like Funk Flex, dude. He just like screamed and played sound effects for like 3 hours. I was like, that sounds awesome, dude. That sounds great. How did he do that?
Boda.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a blank outline in front of me right now. Feels kind of like Feels kind.
Aaron, so you turned good, it, right?
Feels kind of like one of those Ed Peden shows. We're talking about missile silos.
So you're trying.
Can we go back?
Yo.
Yo. I know you had a question for Jack. You had the third question.
I actually forgot the question.
I almost vomited.
So you're really dirty?
I'm dirty. You can see it in my stomach a little bit. I've been being a little bit like, yo, I'd be eating like bread and cheese, but meat, I won't. I'm over it.
Well, you just told me you wake up in the middle of the night and then eat crackers.
Yeah. I'll eat like crackers and peanuts and stuff like that. Heaven knows, I fucking do that shit. Sometimes I like cook at night.
Yeah.
So, Evan, what's up?
Oh, wait! You're done talking to me?
Yeah, dude. You're 30, but then that's over.
It's actually
life is over.
Actually, it's 9:30, so I'm not 30 yet.
Oh, it's at midnight.
What time of the day were you born?
You know, it's a good question. We gotta ask my mom about. We could call my mom live. We could, but she's in Florida and like she's like my cell like
an unreachable on
yeah,
a cell phone.
Unreachable, yeah. But what time is it right now?
34, 9.
Hey, 34. You know, I heard Alec Baldwin has a show just like you.
Oh, yeah. You know, surprisingly, we do have a lot of clips of my mom and dad, too.
I can't play some of them. No.
Yeah, we call them dad. Yeah, the Jeep.
Wagoneer, was it?
Yeah, Wagoneer, exactly. We had a 91 Wagoneer that was really, really popping.
I wish I had.
Give me your mom's number. I'll call her.
I mean, we could try. Do you want to try? I don't think you'll get her, but we could try.
Her. Up.
Yeah. I'll
it is pretty
number.
Late.
Just text it to me.
30, no.
30, 30.
Nah, but right now it's 9:35 p.m. So in the suburbs, it's really like 1 a.m.
Nah, but she's in Florida right now with her pals. Did I tell you about that? My mom like went to Florida with her pals.
Boca.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, Broward County, whatever. Hard ass shit. All right, but listen, before we go to other things like my mom, I should probably acknowledge the fact that when I came in, Armando wanted to give me a card, and
it says Trappy Birthday.
Yeah, so Armando, so he got shit earlier from one of his pals for spending $7 on
a
card.
Hey, hold on, I have your mom on the line.
You're lying.
Hey.
Oh my.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
Kelly,
woo-woo. It was just 30 years ago that you were in my womb.
Oh. Kelly, can I tell you something? By the way, Kelly Hirschman, long time part of the show and long time caller here on the Good One. Kelly, can I tell you something interesting? By the way, thank you for calling in to say happy birthday. But can I tell you something interesting?
What?
I don't know. Diamond is, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's happening?
Yeah.
It's happening.
Well.
The dog is coughing.
No, so basically, like, we, Kelly, as you know, we know the vet. Like, the vet is, she comes to the house. It's funny, Evan, when the vet came to the house, she was like, hey, lady, I haven't seen you in a long time. Like, she remembers the dog.
Yeah, she's been there a few times.
Yeah, three
Does
times.
Does Diamond remember the vet?
Well, Diamond's... So, I talked to her about Diamond's behavior. She said, you know, it's senility. She's like the dog's a little bit senile, yeah. Like, it's... like I'm like, yeah, she'll, like, stand there for a little bit. She's like, yeah, but... She's like, yeah, like, the dog... She's a little bit senile. Like, a little bit, you know?
Okay, so how long do you have?
Yo, because I'm going to tell you, because you gave me a prognosis.
Hey, but you know what? All dogs go to heaven.
It's true. I remember, can I tell you a little side story? We'll call this a mini game. When I was in, like, kindergarten at some private school in Jersey, in Chester, New Jersey, some lady, we were watching All Dogs Go to Heaven. And one of the, like, substitute teachers who, like, played All Dogs Go to Heaven was like, yeah, some people go to hell, like, because they're bad. And I, like, they had
I,
to, like, they,
the
they,
worst
had,
worst
they had to, like, no, no
ever,
they, like, had to, they, like, had to call my mom and all this other shit. Yeah, I was like, wait, there's a hell? And she was like, yeah.
Aaron's in here laughing to himself.
So what, man? That's good radio.
Trice and Evan are just looking at us.
So,
like,
so Kelly, yeah. So Kelly, the prognosis is definite worms, and also, you know, it's not like she what she said. Listen, for my dog, it's my dog Diamond. We're talking about. She said, you know, she's not in her last days, but. She's on her.
She's close.
She's getting there. Yeah, yeah.
She's got a year.
Jack, do you ever had pets growing up?
I had a cat.
You had a cat. Yeah. Well, but not Eno. Like you had your.
No,
own,
like when I was a young kid. Yeah, I had two cats.
Did you ever?
They both died.
Did you see them dead?
No, I didn't really go through a pet death. No.
Yeah, I haven't gone through a pet death either. We had dogs growing up, but my parents always sent them to. Like literally, we would like they would send them
out to Lucky.
No, yeah, word up. Like Lucky's like, whoa, crazy. I was talking about Lucky today.
Okay, so Aaron, are you gonna get a new dog or what?
You should for your 30th birthday.
Excuse me,
you need to prepare for this.
And a Wagoneer.
Aaron.
No, and a Wagoneer. Excuse me, Kelly. As a psychologist, you should know that if I get a new dog now, Diamond will die quicker, knowing that there's a new dog in there.
Yes. I could fucking die earlier now.
Listen, the doctor was like, her teeth are really bad.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, I'm gonna hang up on Kelly. Whatever. Fuck it. Thank you, Kelly. Right, bye. 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 So yeah, thank you, longtime caller. Love getting calls from Kelly. I wonder if I have time to read the card.
I got a fast blast.
Okay, what's going on? Fast blast.
It costs $1,000 a day per person to go to fucking Disney World. Do you know that? Do you know that? Why can't you pick, like, the Florida Keys or something? I don't understand.
I see.
Ethan
Trice.
Is a... Why, you, did you ever take my advice when I was Ethan's age? No.
Yeah. Yep. Yelling at your dad.
Yes, me. What people, you know, a lot of people hit me up after that episode, like, "Oh, why are you so mean to your dad?" But that's just how we talk to each other. Like he says like really mean shit to me, and we just like go back and forth. Trice,
hello. Where you been?
Same place I talked. I talked to you this morning. I've been working at home, man. Working and home.
Yeah. Are we seeing you this weekend?
Are we seeing you this weekend?
Trice, you're from Florida, right? Like originally.
Yeah, I lived in Isla Mirada for a few years.
Okay, cool.
Went to high school there.
Out to Woody's.
Woody's represent. Big Dick and the Extenders.
Yo, so I it's crazy. I got a Woody's from Randolph too. So you've been to the Keys? I would imagine.
Oh yeah.
You ever go permit fishing?
Of course.
That shit is crazy. You ever catch a permit?
Bonefish, tarpon,
redfish. Wow, so you're that's a real dude.
My dad's backcountry.
Oh, yeah. So your dad is like heavily
he's
into heavy. Like trapping and all that shit.
He's a man's man.
We got a call? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, hi.
Hi, happy birthday. It's Alex Friedman. Hi.
Wait, yo, Alex, let me tell you something, man. I got to tell you one thing because I seen you on the bike the day after I dissed you. Hold up.
Oh, yeah, that was funny in the summertime.
In the summertime because we had a bad train that day, so I had to take the fucking M or whatever the fuck they put over there. And I want to tell you something. I had an emotional day that day. You're very important to me. I can never live it down. I can never live it down. I am your madrachim. I am your madrachim.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yo, listen to me. Alex. All right, thank you.
And many more.
Alex Friedman, hopefully coming back soon. Are you on the line? You're there, Alex? Alex! This is fucking guy.
He hung up on you.
Yeah, all Jews hang up. Early. That's just like joking around, dude. Yeah, bad life is a good Muslim.
Oh yeah, I haven't cursed today.
Yeah, we're well. I think you know what it's like. As we get older, we find less reasons to use those words. We do have to go. Trice is trying to give some mezcal to.
No, I'm good. I still don't drink. I remember.
Yo, yeah, don't give him that.
Yo, I remember one time.
He's been sober for like 3 years. Unless he's lying to me. Are you lying to me?
Hey.
It's been 2.5 years.
Lying to me?
And Trice, I remember one time I was hanging out with Trice in the late night. And he was really twisted. And Trice, do you remember this? He was like, no. I'm going to get you drunk, boy.
I don't remember.
I'm going to get you drunk, boy. And I was like...
I was trying to sneak a couple cocktails in there.
Yo, Jack, why'd you say hey? What, you think
yo,
I'm getting buff?
Aaron is foaming up. Aaron ripped up the birthday card I gave him.
I'm Alex Friedman, Freedom. Dear
yo,
friends of the
Jack, why'd you say whoa, you think I'm
former
getting buck
Steven
right now?
Aaron.
Say what?
You think I'm getting buck? You said whoa.
No,
whoa,
you're fine.
All right. Well, listen, this is a very, very special show. A lot of great conversations going on. We're going to go to split. Jack.
Well, my name is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness, and you're listening to Gunwash.
But real talk, he was mad cooperative on the second appearance. He was pretty cooperative on the second appearance, though. All right, we're on gunwash.com. We're going to go to Spliffington real quick, hear some tune, and we'll be back shortly. We're on gunwash.com.
Roll up, Spliff.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and of course, iTunes. If you use computer.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, parts of the world, I'm on Gunwash, and happy holidays to everyone.
Say, man a murderer, tell them no fuck round the gangster.
Loud evil, yo shot done. Some boy know. Fourth generation, one voice. Niggas don't know.
Say, man a murderer, tell them no fuck round the gangster town. One thing no sweet like damn cologne. Them come in on me place, come fire wild shot. So the dance if you murder them, man no care enough. Matic plug in 45, change gear enough.
Loud evil, yo shot done. Fourth generation, one voice. Niggas don't know.
Hi, this is Rectech, and you're listening to Gunwash.
One thing no sweet like damn cologne. Them come in on me place, come fire wild shot. So the dance if murder them man no care enough. Matic plug in 45, change gear enough. 9 ball, 2 tight ball.
Gunwash, man, I'm here, Gunwash. I really mean it, man. The best show in America, baby.
Guns spend right for them boss like nuclear enough. People know set for generation man, them happy feet.
Loud evil, yo shot done. Some boy know. Fourth generation, one voice. Niggas don't know.
Say, man a murderer, tell them no fuck round the gangster town. One thing no sweet like damn cologne. Them come in on me place, come fire wild shot. So the dance if murder them man no care enough. Fatigue plug in 45, change gear enough. 9 ball, 2 yard ball, it fly 2 deer enough. Time for every time them face can't repair enough. Gunshot fi bumble clap, boy we can't hear enough. Grand spend right for them bust like nuclear enough. People know say fourth generation man them have fi fear enough. Long gun me walk with them, me touching at the square enough. People get scared enough and start disappearing up. God them know me no way shot me no bust my gun in the ear enough. Man a run jump fence and chop him from steering up. If you check him close you know him piss and shit in there enough. Broadboard me use and bust him head like a peer enough. Max car pull up a who drive jails a steering up. Philip and him have 2 chrome shoes they make a peer enough. Big matic for me expensive and dear enough. Jumping at the car and with the drive come over there enough. Me not deaf and wild things so me have to catch you near enough. Little shot man for them come out and knock in a wheelchair, enough. Right in front of the bar, him goes a flick and pull him beer, enough. Pull me, bust me gun and shot a joke him like a spear, enough. Shot and pound the fight him to beside a level beer, enough. Zambia the filly and him knock it like a snare, enough. Any boy them puff and now miss them now feel, enough. Boost man grizzly beer, enough. A bad man then a beer, enough. Pop
count. But me pattern them, my worry about my style. More about my money, them, my worry about my car. More about my wife and my family and my child. More about my work so hard and why me have to tell. More about the pattern. The style, the more worry about my money, my Kyle. More worry about the lava, it's a bubble and a while. And I worry too, I'll lead them can't defile.
Hey, them man, we survive out of good
road and them want know. How we saw wise out of road and them want know. How we arrive out of road and them want know. We not compromise out of road. Them want know. How we saw wise out of road and them want know. How we a strive out of road and them want know. How we realize out of road. Them want know. We not compromise out of road. Not know where them try. Not know where them try. None of them can escape. Rest the far right. Not know where them try. Not know where them try. Them could have put down the wings of the morning and fly. Not know where them try. Not know where them try. Now sell me soul no matter how them a buy. Not know where them try. Not know where them try. Then if unity strength, why them not unify? Nuff go try magni and can't magnify. Nuff go try digni and can't dignify. Nuff go try santi and can't sanctify. Nuff go try glory and can't glorify. Nuff have testimony and can't testify. Nuff go try sanctu them in up sci-fi. Nuff go try sight them in up sci-fi. Nuff go try bony but them never bonify. That's why
I say not know where them try. Not know where them try. None of them can escape. Rest of our life. Not know where them try.
Control Tower Squad.
Shot down. Yeah, how are these? Me no know. 30 man a follow one backer. 20 man a look one girl. We no follow back a man, no. We no close up.
Control Tower Squad.
Shot down. Yeah, how are these? Me no know. 30 man a follow one backer. 20 man a look one girl. We no follow back a man, no, we no gross up. Anywhere we pull up, girl, take we photo. When you see the wild locks, you know the thing up and total. What squad we are? At stepper, you know we step different. From boy or girl, we no depend. We are who own than one money we spend. And anything what we say, we can defend.
Control Tower Squad.
Shot down, yeah, how are this? Me no know. 30 man a follow one backer. 20 man a look one girl. We no follow back a man, no, we no gross up. Anywhere we pull up, girl, take we photo. Hit the wild locks, you know the thing up can toto. What squad we are roll so. As stepper, you know we step different. From boy or girl, we no depend. Who own than one money we spend. Anything what we say, we can defend. That man, you feel no, we no pretend, yeah. 100 degree, do we have a style up. Pushing on me, you know I'm me by that. Say anyway, you feel the wild up. Fresh from skin, straight down to me bone. Y'all a grab off of me, like me a goal. The y'all in my road, say them love how me roll. Fresh from my mile, them smell me cologne. I me no care who wants them a boss. If you the richest man, me a get the trophy. When you broke, you nobody don't see. Then you find out your friend them, buckle me. And we the y'all in my war over.
When I touch the street, so boss a blank. Hey, boss a blank. Hey, girl, you something right, say it tight. Your man won't fuck you all night. My girl, you are good as lady. You know if you fuck your man. Hey, you are good as lady. You know the position, so you're not watching no maybe. Wine by your man. Hey, you are good as lady. You no fight over no man. See ya, your pussy come like uncut diamond. That they use on time man. Back down one buy your ticket to Barbados. And one to Thailand. I up then I say, oh you are once a girl. And I mash up the place. Alkaline say you're over. Your ex-man say him can't get over you. Cause you are good as lady. You know if you fuck your man. Hey, you are good as lady. So you're not watching the matey.
Orange Villa, we no soft like pillar. Tel Aviv, I no cure who a killer. Red blood run out like French vanilla. When me talk about na is, I know ya piss. Boy skin a bun like chalice. Make a man step and the men's with me mati. Bust more head anywhere in a the jacket.
Control Tower Squad.
Orange Villa, we no soft like pillar. Tel Aviv, I no cure who a killer. Red blood run out like French vanilla. When me talk about a kiss, I know ya piss. Boy skin a bun like chalice. Mad step and the men's with me matic. boy head anywhere in the traffic. Anywhere you see my valid dogs, them of it. Make a wrong speech, and that's how you have it. Boy, don't take me hands and I said that them a lock it all in front of this heart and take me a knock it. Tell them me, at the yard, at the ground, and me don't need to walk with a bodyguard. Three was at me home, but some pussy can know say, what a house I'm in at the yard. Tell them me, at the yard, at the ground, and me don't need to walk with a bodyguard. Three was at me home, but some pussy can know say, what a house I'm in at the yard. One time with the bad gang, where you walk with the thumbs, you no jump and we no take back, we no kick, we no talk man. When we say skin fever and no sun tan, no view with the thing them well long down. When we say Spanish talk that I want done, mobile have the key anytime I hear. Make boy skin blacker than a jump and roll it. At the yard, at the ground, and me don't need to walk with up at the yard. Three words of me own, but some pussy can know say, what a house I'm in at the yard. Tell them me, at the yard, at the ground.
Big up to Chloe.
I love Chloe.
I love Chloe too. Well, you know, by the outline, it says that it's the Mondo segment.
Oh, that's really a Mondo song.
It's amazing.
I wanna do it. I can't believe that's the new Mondo song.
Dude, the way you I'm going to let you do your segment, but it, like the whole like how in between like you're like like it's a real. It's like actual rock and roll music.
Yeah, I was listening to like some like 70s punk.
He's like, I wanna
it's fucking great, man.
Yeah, I almost shit.
It's platinum.
Platinum.
I
want a
Grammy
real.
That night.
Yeah, I know. You're like, I wanna.
I want to tell you a story yesterday. Okay, that I want to tell you a story now that happened to me yesterday, Aaron.
Okay.
That is gonna really, actually, with the final what happens at the end, it'll probably be part of your birthday present. All right. So anyways, I'm working with with Spliffington yesterday for 3 hours, and I owe him lunch. Okay. I owe Jeremy lunch.
That happened.
Right? So I was like, you know what? Let's order some pizza.
Okay.
And it's about like 1 o'clock, and we call this pizza that I'm not going to disclose their
fair
establishment.
To
Norbert.
And we call and they were like, hey, we're going to start doing deliveries at 3 p.m.
Oh, so they don't do deliveries yet. Only 3
yeah.
p.m.
So it's like 1 something. I wait till 3. 3 o'clock comes. I'll make the order.
Oh, you wait till 3 to make the order instead of calling like...
Yeah, they waited. They told us to wait till 3.
Right. No.
We called at 1:30. They were like, we don't deliver until 3. So we were like, and Armando was like, I really need Norbert, so we're going to wait till 3. I was like, oh, okay.
All right. So that's Norbert.
No,
okay.
No, you wait till 3.
Yeah, I really wanted to wait for this specific pizza. You know,
no, Roberta's. You want 3 o'clock.
Roberta's doesn't deliver.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
But not to Jeremy's house.
Definitely not.
They totally do, actually.
So not to your house, though.
Definitely yeah, do. But, you know, they're on Grubhub, and I'm in the range.
All right.
Neapolitan gets not as good when it's a little bit warm.
anyways, 51 minutes pass, and Jeremy had the balls to call back. And they say, yo, your pizza will be here any minute. Yo, my anticipation has risen. I'm like standing up. I'm about to go down the stairs and be like, yo, have the money in hand.
Word.
Yo, about 32 minutes has passed since he told me your pizza will be here any minute.
32
minutes has
passed.
Yeah,
that's a bad delivery.
That's
a no call.
So basically, we ordered at 3 o'clock.
Basically, fuck Norbert.
When it's 4:30, I called back and it was like, you know what?
We're not making your pizza.
Yo, I don't want this pizza anymore. The guy said, yo, there had to be some sort of mix-up, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's not a... I mean, that's like a pretty bad mix-up.
Yo, so Spliffington and I'm furious.
Obviously, you know,
I'm delirious. I'm starving.
I needed pizza 3 hours ago.
I see a lady down the street. I'm about to snatch her pizza. Right?
He really said that. He was like, what if I just took her pizza?
And then, yo, I'm talking mad shit. Like, everyone that's talking to me, I'm like, yo, fuck Norbert's, fuck pizza. Yo, how the guy called me back. The owner of Norbert's called me back. After I was just talking matches, so he like heard me click over, and I'm like, yeah,
Norbert himself called you.
Yeah, right? And he was like, yo, I'm so, so sorry. No. So sorry.
No. Norberters.
But he was like, yo, check this out. He was like, yo, I got a one pie credit for you. And I'm like, really? One pie?
We get one pie.
We get one pie for that bullshit.
I should have been like, yo, too bad I'm never going to use it because fuck Norbert.
I would have been like, yo,
you can take that free pizza and shove it straight up your ass.
Good day.
So I was thinking of calling them back.
I'm calling them right now.
Okay, cool, cool. All right, cool. Listen.
We're calling Norbert's?
Norbert's Pizza.
Yes. Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I want to order a pizza. But I'm not
sorry?
Sure. I'm trying to order a pizza, but I'm not sure if I'm in the delivery range.
Sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm
you
trying
pizza?
To. Listen, sir. I'm trying to order a pizza, but I'm not sure if I'm in the delivery range.
You're not gonna what?
I'm not sure if I'm on the delivery range.
Okay, what's your address?
25 Vanderbilt Avenue.
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Yo, what's up with them grandma slices, nigga?
Yo, cock pizza.
This is great radio.
Excuse me, sir.
No, this is radio. Go.
Excuse me, sir.
That grandma slice pretty good.
See, they're whack. They don't even come back to the phone.
What the
yeah, but
fuck?
This is the thing.
Yo, Roberta's is like, what do you need? I'll tell you right now if I can get it to you. I'll tell you how long I can get it to you. We're right there right now. Best pizza on earth.
Hello?
What's with the Norberta's? Yo, Norbert.
Hello?
Yo, let me tell you something. If Norbert could hear this tape right now, he'd be very upset.
Yo, let's hang up on these. I don't even want this pizza anymore.
Yeah, man. Yo, they're still trying to figure out if they can deliver. What the fuck is going on with these motherfuckers?
Nothing against vegetarians, though, but these guys don't even have meat, bro.
Oh,
they don't
man.
Even have an option.
Oh,
they need meat if they want to have a real balance.
No option.
Is this real? They're still making you wait.
Oh, they got no meat.
That's why they're so passive.
Jack Inslee.
Yo, Jack, hang up
Jack
on them.
Jack Inslee. Would Roberta's ever handle a call like this?
No, this is crazy.
This is crazy. Absolutely.
Gunwash doesn't even handle calls like this.
I mean, really?
Yeah, sorry, it's way too far.
It's way
more,
too far.
They need more.
You got to adjust your delivery.
More-
looks like Norbert's. Looks like Norbert's is not up to snap, baby.
Let's call Two Boots next.
Ah, Two Boots will make it work. Yeah, they got.
Yeah, we're over to the Two Booties. Yeah,
Two Boots got a pizza place in every city.
Wow.
That
might be the best Mondo segment we've done.
Yeah, that was the most comprehensive.
You heard that voice I do?
Yeah.
That's the voice I do when I go to Starbucks and order stuff. That's the voice I always do. Like, yeah. Hi, can I have a vanilla coffee, please?
Why?
I don't know.
We have a guest who had that? Didn't he talk like that?
Oh, no, eBay.
Yeah,
eBay. That's his real voice.
Good guy.
Shouts to eBay. Shouts to KID. Shouts to CS. Whoa.
Can I get a caramel macchiato, please?
All right, listen, last thing. I got to do something. We got like a couple more minutes left before Spliff goes on, and then we end the show for my...
Well, my name is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yo, didn't...
We're going to Pumps after this, right?
Hey.
Dude, I'm fucked. My girl's Pumps. You want to know
something? I bet if we call Pumps, they would give us a quicker answer.
Let's call Pumps real quick.
Yeah, no, Pumps really. Would be a quicker
answer.
Do
they have a phone number?
No.
We get wings delivered from Pumps.
They deliver?
Pumps delivers.
Yo, Trice. Damn, B, I forgot. I had another point.
You've never been to Pumps. You were supposed to read that card.
Oh, yeah. No. Trice, listen. And this goes out to everyone.
Caller.
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Aaron Ginsberg. Happy birthday.
Thanks, pal. Who the fuck is this?
You work
this
at Norbert's?
You work at Norbert's? I'm looking for a pizza cup.
This is Christopher Sorgi, and I just want to tell you that, Armando, you have developed into the most exceptional conversationalist I've ever heard in my entire life.
Am I right or am I right?
Lies!
Am I right or am I right? Chris.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
No,
30
no, no.
years old, man.
No. Chris, listen. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Listen.
Thank you, Chris.
Has Armando's vocabulary and candor and public speaking ability, has it not gone up?
I paused Netflix to follow up on the phone call that I received probably 15 minutes prior, and I have never heard a story like that in my entire life, and I just wanted to call. And I had to follow up and tell him that, and I guess you guys as a whole, That was fucking amazing.
Unbelievable.
Thank
kudos.
You.
Kudos to you, Armando. And
thank you.
Thank you, Chris, for your compliments. We hope you come and see us soon. You are dearly missed.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Charles. Ciao.
And ciao to you, my pal.
You're the man.
Good to hear from the one Chris Sorgi. I hope we see him soon.
Pumps has a number, but I'm not calling.
Was that the guy that was going to fight you?
Yeah, but that was friends talking to friends.
Okay.
Well, I got this card from Armando, and I'm going to read it. We got like another 5 minutes before Jeremy plays or Spillian plays.
Okay, I'm going to grab a cigarette now.
All right, go get that, but be back, boy, because I got a little
roll up spliff. Yo, so everybody, as some people know, Aaron is a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, very good.
And I wanted to... Sometimes I write, you know, kind words on, you know, different kinds of paper. And this one, I felt like going to a friend's store and buying a birthday card and sending it. You know, I had some extra change.
So you're not mad that I kind of did this, like, habitual thing where I, like...
No, but that's out of your, you know, that's anxiety. And, I do that all the time, too. Yeah. One time I went to a restaurant, and they gave me a menu, and I just started, like, writing on the menu.
Yeah, like, it's like some anxiety shit. So, Jack, I'm going to read... I previewed some of the cards. It's been pretty thoughtful. I mean, well, if you'd like me to read... Or do you want to read it?
No, you can read it.
I'll read it.
All right,
cool. If you think it's better for you, because maybe it's better for you. I don't want to, like, do your voice, you know.
All right.
Do the Starbucks voice.
Do the Starbucks voice?
No. Come on. Sure, do it in, like, a meaningful way.
I was like, yo, basically, you're my brother, and I would like you to have a very special birthday. Dude! !! You're 30. Wow. The age we all wondered about when we were little kids.
Shit, I wish I was 30.
Dreaming. I want to wish you many things, like health and prosperity. You are the man, and I admire you dearly. I want all your wishes to come true. Stay strong. Continue to do what you do. Words cannot explain how happy I am to know you. Much hugs. Happy birthday.
Your son.
Your son.
Good.
Love, Armando. Yours. Gunwash. And I drew a chair next to it.
Wow. I was going to say, because you often draw, you like to draw chairs.
Yo, I forgot Evan was here until he just said that.
Well, and Evan's quiet.
I've said about four
and
words.
And then I said, the stars are aligned for you.
You know, I have to tell you something. It says Trappy Birthday on the, it's a very good card. Very, very good that you picked that card. But I have to say,
said lean with it.
That's like something, you know, people buy things and da da da. That's a real, I really, really, I'm glad you said that.
I mean, I meant it.
I know you mean it, and I feel the same way about you, man. I couldn't be luckier to know you.
Well, I'm the man, if you know.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, you're a man about town.
You do get a lot of girls on Tinder.
Mr.
I don't, but you know what? So I never had Tinder in my life.
Yeah, I'm off the Tinder. I have to tell you,
I never had that. I never needed that.
I know
you copped it, Mondo.
No, but you're good at. He's good at things like that. Like he could.
He'd be great at that.
Exactly. Mondo could get Tinder and bloom, 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 match, like banging them out. Yeah. I don't know. But listen, I have to say, I'm very thankful.
Woman guy, dude.
What we've done, Mondo. What we've all done here, and you know. I say this a lot. I say this a lot, and I know they get tired of it in production, but you know what we've done here, it actually is remarkable, I have to say. And I feel the same way.
Yeah.
About you.
But you guys never came to my birthday party, and I did it at a movie theater.
Which one? Oh, no, but look, we get, yeah.
That's definitely true.
No, but look,
what
listen,
was playing?
This is how I, no, it. We watched, Supreme or no some
no we
cherry.
Watched Point Break.
Okay. Ooh. Fair enough. No, but look, and it and yes, you're correct.
What are you doing for your birthday this year, Mondo?
Party at the new Guggenheim.
Oh wow. Ooh, wow, very very nice for the guy. Armando has a private Guggenheim party.
Seriously,
am I invited?
Of course, Evan. You can
Evan, you gotta be very, very, very well behaved
tuxedo.
For a couple
it's
months.
It's gonna be
first.
Like a tuxedo. Type
we just,
of thing.
You know, Chris Sorge just called. Yeah, listen, you're on the show. Chris Sorge just called. We're gonna have like a whole. You never know.
This was your birthday present. Me doing the show. By
I
the
mean,
way.
I have to say, listen, I have to say, the biggest birthday present of all, of course, is having all of you. To have the people here to put on this show, produce it, help me put it together. And also house it, and then to be housing it in such a place. I mean, here we are at the most important pizza joint in America, and we're doing radio in a way that's unlimited.
That's why I said the stars are aligned for you, dude.
I think you're right, and it would be crazy, crazy, crazy to not recognize that. Also, by the way, I want to say, Armando, I know you like to draw chairs. Why do you like to draw chairs so much?
I think because I'm a little lazy.
Yeah, I know. When I say yeah, I mean like I'm lazy too. I want to sit down all the time.
It's not
dude.
That I'm lazy, but my leg hurts and yeah. I like stools and. I think drawing lines is a little therapeutic for me.
You think maybe contour drawings, and contour drawings maybe lend themselves to stools and chairs.
And I notice every time I draw those chairs, they never look the same.
Oh, well, fair enough. And there you have it. This is a very, very special birthday card, and I hope that we can all recognize... I mean, that was like a poem.
I'm here. Oh, I'm here. I'm here to stay.
Who? Oh, that,
oh, that's Rec.
Yeah, that's Rec Tech. Yeah, I wish Rec could have come last week. Or
hey, Trice, can I charge my phone with your charger?
Rec Tech came to my birthday party.
Yeah.
He was the first one there.
Well, yeah. Right, he obviously. He's very, very, very supportive of Jack. I want to say all to the Gunwash listeners.
Hey, can we have all the Gunwash cast members say happy birthday to Aaron?
Well, we don't.
Show love to your friends. It doesn't matter. It just takes a second of your day just to show some support.
Yeah, shouts the slut. Yo, we don't have to say happy birthday to me.
Yeah, we do.
No, we really don't. It'd be better if we just everyone just says one thing.
No, I think we'll do the birthday thing.
Why? All right, do it up, and then we'll go to Split.
Evan goes
and then,
first.
And then, by the way, we'll continue throughout this year with unbelievable content.
Birthday shows for Aaron.
And who knows what's going on. There's going to be tons of great content, and we are here for you listeners. Because
You were like a Dicas, you say?
We know you guys tune in for the content and the music and to support us as this community.
Evan's up first.
All right.
What am I doing?
You're saying it.
Happy birthday, Aaron. That's the best you could do? You're the special guest.
Dude, Chris Sorge.
Jesus Christ, Sorge called in and said more than that.
Come on, man. Say something meaningful. Dig into your...
You see this man every day. You wake up with each other.
Dig. Talk about the air conditioner. Talk about the heater.
okay. Aaron, You're my best friend, and as much as you piss me off, I love you to death. Happy birthday, and I wish you 30 more. Only 30 more
30
years.
30 more years and then die. Yeah, yeah. I wish it'll 60, then you're dead. All right, next up, give me mine. Give me more.
Trice.
Very thin. No, oh, no, Trice really, is. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
He's just like a head nod. He's like a head nod. Here you go.
You ready for Trice?
Yeah, you want a Trice drop? I mean, yeah. You gave me a sweatshirt. You gave me a beautiful present, but if you want
to
give a drop.
I'm about to drop this beat.
Okay, we're. Yeah. He's like, I'm on, baby.
Hey, Aaron, happy birthday. I can't wait till you tattoo me again.
Yeah, we doing it next week, yeah?
See, that was way better than mine.
All right. Well, listen, hey, for all y'all listening to Gunwash, we now have the dynamic.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for ruining my Thursday nights for the past 5 years. Happy birthday.
That? Do you mean that? Do you mean that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Running.
Birthday. Yo! Had to come in for the live drop.
Yo!
Had to come
He's
in
doing
for the
it right here. Yo, we got Omer on. Gun
30th birthday, A-Rod.
Yo.
I guess that's a wrap. Yeah, we're still on.
Yeah, we're still on.
Yo, okay, so next drop, I don't know. What shall we do? Right now we've got Trice on the ones and twos playing some original funky disco music here on Gunwash.com. You know, we are proud broadcasters on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and of course, live call-ins are welcome. 718-497-2128. Please be sure to go to the HeritageRadioNetwork.org and donate, because that's how we keep the music going. Baby.
Good night.
We're in this world.
Hurry home.
Hey, this is Brandon Hoyt, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, what's up? This is Elton John, and you're listening to Jack Inslee on Gunwash.
This is Mariah Carey, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, this is Billie Holiday, I'm dead, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, this is Nicole Tejeda, and you're listening to Gunwash. This is Pishoche, I'm here at Gunwash.
Hey, Pishoche.
I like that, dude.
All right, let's go.
All right, man, we out.
Let's do it. Good night, everybody. I love you, Aaron. Thank you.
Always look at the unexpected. Not nice. Rifle longer than a coaster. Go closer. Bossy SLR like a soldier. fuck on the West Public. Always look at your expected. Not nice, rifle longer than a coaster, go closer. Bossy SLR like a soldier. Matic in a hand, me no carrot in a poster. No poser, boy, frat like a Coca-Cola soda. Yeah, yeah. You will lick up your nose if you pee off me. None of them pussy on your bad like me crew.
Fuck all them West Public. Always look at your expected.
Not nice, rifle longer than a coaster, go closer. Bossy SLR like a soldier. Matic in a hand, me no carrot in a poster. No poser, boy, frat like a Coca-Cola soda. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, me tap your nose if you pee off me. None of them pussy, they no bad like me creep. Full of tough talk, the last time me check them. Soft like a wind sponge wet. Anyway, me tap your nose if you pee off me. None of them pussy, they no bad like me creep. The last time me checked them, soft like a wind sponge wet.
Not nice, had them go start the war. Now them come a beg. Some me rise a 50 caliber fi sew them like a thread. One squeeze of the chigga the rifle bust up in the head. While chair turning a red and skull crack up like a egg.
Beat like I police, but me no afraid of it. Me clip them longer than a king size bed. Clap up, clap up, clap up till the gun has a red police. Along on the stage and I tell me to
say. Yeah, man, I'm dead. Boy, flat like a when you throw a sheet over a bed. Hey, what you think you're a chick? Because me and no bread. When me bust the 50 caliber, you scramble like a egg.
Me when me tap your nose, if you pee off me, none of them pussy, they no bad like me creep. Full of tough talk, the last time me check them. Soft like a when sponge wet. Not nice. Me when me tap your nose, if you pee off me, none of them pussy, they no bad like me creep. Full of tough talk, the last time me check them. Soft like a when sponge wet.
Crazy 50 can do.
Not nice. Hey, Da Vinci again.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, the violator love shut up, but I'm gonna run like mineral. Not nice. Hey, Da Vinci again. Chat a dwee. One in a dem head a make them drop asleep. Nice me love when the Glock a beat. Bust it in a head until the Glock a breeze. Circle them nine night when splatter eat. Somebody else a be drop before them drop your eat. Me don't care who them carry gun. Them know me fuck internationally hosting a the carry gun. I don't want to shut a barrel gun. Them must be making some place. Let me down them teach you in the cut. Them cry peace, them cry peace. For 9 piece, shut up, chop up and like slice cheese. Bust all your violator, make your life lean. Me love when the Glock a beat. Bust it in a head until the Glock a breeze. Action and no chatter do it. One in a dem head a make them drop asleep. It's a nice. Me love when the Glock a beat. Bust it in a head until the Glock a breeze. Circle them nine icons, rather eat. Somebody else a be drop before them drop your eat.
Me no run joke. Run when the rifle got bust choke.
You're not nice.
Big man team. Me no run joke. Run when the rifle got bust choke. Left boy fish talking a gun smoke.
No for them no talk, them a talk more. Bumbo war.
Me never scared, never free. Me a murderer.
You're not nice. Big woman team.
Me no run joke. Run when the rifle a bust short. Left boy fit choke in a gun smoke.
No for them no talk, them a talk boat. Bumbo war.
Never scared, never free. You're murderer.
You're psycho.
It's a microwave. You meet your grave.
Quick cookie.
Microwave. Gunshot. Me gunshot. Bring your top chat. Go a dove cat. You're gonna be a memory.
Me up, me on me. Oh, you have a warning.
Anyway, you see me.
Never yet drop my gun. Just try surprise me. Why get gunshot? And you drop like that.
They're not nice. Evil man team.
Me no run joke. Run when the rifle a bust short. Left boy fit choke in a gun smoke.
No for them no talk, them a talk boat. Bumbo war.
Me never scared, never free. Ya murderer.
We the psycho wave.
When the psycho wave, you meet your grave.
Quick cookie like microwave.
Gunshot, me don't chat. Bring your top chat, go a dove cat. You're gonna be a memory.
Me up, me on me, oh you have a warning.
Anyway, you see me.
Me never yet drop my gap. Just try surprise me, why get gunshot? And a gap like that. Somebody should have run, go tell them. Me never yet drop my gap. How we make boy choke in a them one blood. And a gap like that.
They no not nice. Them now go see we a party. We don't dig like party. All when we a play skimmage. Gun in a goal post. Long rifle lock down the village. Me no take check. Me no bankler. Life rounds. Me no know how the blank work. Me carry God school. Carry that work. If me a married, me a carry God church.
God could have fixed, but
me never yet drop my gun. Just try surprise me why get gunshot. And I drop like that. Somebody should have run but tell them. Me never yet drop my gun. How we make boy choke in a them one blood. And a gap like that.
Ego man ting.
Me no run joke. Run when the rifle a bust short. Left boy fit choke in a gun smoke.
No for them no talk, them a talk boy. Bumbo war.
Me never scared, never free. Me a murderer.
We the psycho wave.
When the psycho wave, you meet your grave.
Quick cookie like microwave.
Don't chat, me don't chat. Go a dope cat. You're gonna be a memory.
Me off me on me, oh you have a warning.
Anyway you see me.
Me never yet drop my gap. Just try surprise me, why get gunshot? And a gap like that. Somebody should have run but tell them. Me never yet drop my gap. How we make boy choke in a them one blood. And a gap like that. Tell them I'm not nice.
Yo, world boss.
Yo.
Yeah, that's the words come to pass.
Don't say you love me, man, you know. Stop coming in, just see get a power. You go to the boy, you're getting like me. You want to be family, you want to.
Them be training as a boss. Them get a little hype and a try finish the boss. But them see members say, I am the champion.
Yo. Yeah, that's the words come to pass.
Don't say you love me, man, me no love. Stop coming in, don't see get a foul. Hypocrite boy, you're dirty like mud. You wanna be family, you wanna be blood.